Kate Wagner's blog McMansion Hell soared to popularity by poking fun at what some have called the nightmare architecture of the upwardly mobile. Wagner came to Columbus to speak at an event at the Ohio State House on Tuesday night. She joins us now. Thanks for stopping in.
Thank you.
Most of your posts involve a picture of the exterior or the interior of a so-called McMansion with sarcastic comments written on it. The basic contention is that McMansions are ugly, right? They're thrown together often with cheap materials like foam pillars or fake stone walls, and there's no real purpose.
I'd say that's true. I think the most disappointing thing about McMansions is that throughout the entirety of architectural history, for the most part, the sort of upwardly mobile or the wealthy and famous hired architects to sort of further the art of architecture. That's always been where some of like America's most famous houses have come from. The fact is that, that kind of lineage was eroded with the sort of advent of custom building in the 70s and 80s when families could just say, why would I hire an architect when I can get exactly what I want? I'm the architect now.
What makes a McMansion? Is there a defining characteristic?
I think size is a big one, but not all big houses are McMansions. I think that essentially a McMansion is usually over 2,500 square feet. It's built cheaply with materials that are not very durable, don't hold up for long periods of time. Usually there's some kind of mismatched aesthetic where some windows will be different shapes or styles. There'll be different materials on each mass of the house. Or each face, and there will be sort of incongruous architectural details from different periods, places, and styles.
You contend that McMansions are ugly and built with cheap materials. I think it's fair to say a lot of people disagree. These homes tend to cost several hundred thousand dollars, and they're still extremely popular. Why are these cheap houses so popular?
Because they're cheap. I mean, if you wanted to actually build a house using the materials that, you know, are, I guess one could say, proper or at least sort of timeless, like the mansions of the past, you'd have to be a Gilded Age industrialist. You'd have to make millions and millions of dollars because of the sheer cost of the materials and labor. Not everyone can afford that, and that's totally fair. I think what just makes McMansion so difficult is that even with cheap materials, you can still have a well-designed house. It doesn't, you know, the cost of the materials shouldn't forbade you from seeking out more well-thought-out architectural forms. So that's kind of the goal of the blog, is to get people to recognize when things don't necessarily work architecturally.
Your blog is very funny. It's also pretty biting. You're pretty tough on the homeowners or the home designers at times. Have you ever had an upset homeowner get in touch with you?
No, but I have this keychain that says never read the comments.
I can agree. I can relate.
But usually, you know, the people who support me at the same time. I mean, I understand people are personally attached to their houses, but for me, like, it's important to have an objective analysis of like an architectural sort, not necessarily to get the personal involved. I mean, home is always going to be somebody's home.
You had to shut your website down during a legal fight with Zillow over the use of some pictures. Talk about that and how that was resolved.
Oh, yeah. Zillow threatened to sue me because I was using pictures from their site, even though they don't own the pictures to begin with, which was funny. And they actually lost a huge lawsuit about that themselves, which is probably why they were on the offense. Well, what happened is the Electronic Frontiers Foundation came to my rescue, basically wrote this really scathing and very sassy letter to Zillow saying, you have no grounds here, and we are not afraid to take you to court. And then Zillow was like, oh, no, and then they backed down. At the time, it was kind of freaky.
Sure.
I'm still in school. I don't make that much money on a writer's salary. The idea of a multinational, multi-billion-dollar corporation suing you is very scary. But at the same time, there's a huge public backlash against Zillow, and I ended up getting writing deals and stuff out of it, which was cool. And they ended up looking like jerks on the internet, so that was cool.
Kate Wagner runs the popular blog McMansionHell.com. She's in Columbus to speak to the group Young Ohio Preservationists. Thanks again for stopping in.
Thank you.